Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo. Growing businesses can choose Brevo as their marketing platform to help cultivate lasting customer relationships. Learn more at brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
Welcome back to Listen In. For KQED Arts, I'm Max Savage Levinson. Recently, I met up with San Francisco's Spooky Mansion to chat about their funky new tune, Gone Too Far. We begin the podcast with frontman Grayson Converse in the strange journey that inspired the song.
If I could. 3 years ago, I was living in France. I was studying abroad. And there's this really cool website in France. It's basically like Craigslist, but for other artists. So you can go on there and find like mutual artists, and you guys can communicate and like decide to meet up and do art together. So I like put a little profile in there saying I'm a jazz pianist. And I got a message from this guy, a Senegalese man, who's like in his 30s, early 40s. And we decided to meet up. He lived in a town far away. So he came over to pick me up. I was just at a point in the trip there where I was like very lonely and I was like didn't know anybody. And so the idea of like going and spending a weekend with a 40-year-old Senegalese man sounded fine.
When would that not sound fine?
Yeah, exactly. He promised me that we had a gig for the next night. And so he came and picked me up. He's probably like 6'5" and like very handsome and like had like a fedora and was like super cool guy and spoke English. So he's like, okay, man, let's go do this, man. I was like, oh, okay. And that was probably like 5 in the evening and he picked me up. And that night didn't end. We got to his place like 8 in the morning the next morning. And he had taken me on this journey that was very strange. He'd be like, "Oh, cool, we just gotta stop off at this bar," and like we'd stop at this bar, and like he'd like go in the back and like meet with a guy, and then we'd like leave there and be like, "Oh, we gotta like check out like this my friend's house." And he's like, "Hey, you know, these girls' boyfriends are French rappers. We're gonna go over to their place and like do this rap." I was like, "Okay, that's insane. It's like 3 a.m. So we like got in this car, we drove for like an hour out into the woods. And we get to this place, it's like a studio at this guy's house. It went on forever and ever, and like weird, strange, illicit substances passing around these strange French people. So finally, I was like, okay, we're getting out of here. I cannot believe it. Maybe it's like 5 a.m. now. This is like when it got dark, and this is when the song started going too far, man.
Well, before we get too far into the story, let's take a minute to listen to the song. It's funky guitar tones, and Grayson's pretty special way of singing.
I'm Marty. I play bass.
My name is Rob, and I play the drums in the band.
I'm Grayson Converse. I sing and play guitar for Spooky Mansion.
My name is Charlie, and I play guitar in Spooky Mansion. My soul, I see.
Grayson, I was curious about your vocals in the song. You have a very distinct way of singing, and it doesn't sound a lot like your speaking voice.
Yeah, it was a terrible accident. When I was learning how to play guitar and sing, the only thing that my mom listened to was Bob Dylan. It was the only point of reference I had. And so I was like, wow, this guy is a good singer. This guy's got good pitch. He's got like that really like nice sound. When I developed my voice, I think I developed from this like the strangest origin of like of not really understanding what a voice was supposed to sound like. But then it went so far that it just kind of developed into its own thing, and I had to counter that concept with just intensity. So a song like "Gone Too Far" kind of goes from this, you know, soft, quiet, more sweet sounding as far as I can go. To like more harsh screaming or yelling.
Have I gone too far?
there's a lot of discussion about the guitar tones, because there's two main guitar tones. There's like this this kind of like with my guitar is like this kind of open, it's kind of sounds like a spy, it's like a spy guitar sound. Like that.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. You get it?
So what's the other guitar like?
So the other one is a super crunchy, like, doesn't even sound like a guitar at all. It does sound like an organ. And it's very weird sounding. It sounds like some like digitally manufactured sound. That kind of came by accident too. We just like turned the overdrive all the way up and then turned the reverb totally off, which is rarely what you do.
Away the secrets.
Oh, yeah.
The idea, I think, first for the guitar tones was kind of like a haunted church organ.
It reminds me almost of like styrofoam or something. There's something kind of like maybe squeaky. Yeah, squeaky. About it.
That's a good way to say it. Yeah.
But would you mind applauding me again for my analysis of the tone?
Holy cow, man. Oh my God. Styrofoam? No, yeah, you're totally right about that. It is.
I imagine that you're aware that it's kind of hard to tell what you're singing. It reminds me of Sarah Palin's recent speech endorsing Donald Trump. You obviously want to sing something because that's why you're writing the song. Yeah. But why sing something if you know that people really will have no idea what you're singing?
Yeah, it's actually really frustrating. To me, I'm understanding every word, but my voice moves in a way where it just completely changes the word, you know? But it sucks because one of my favorite parts about all the music is the time I spend on writing lyrics, and I think I like to think that I write interesting and thought-provoking lyrics.
The first time this was brought up to Grayson, it was really funny. He was really shocked, and the rest of us were really shocked because he says, "What do you mean no one can understand what I'm saying? I spend so long on these lyrics, it really breaks my heart that no one can understand what I'm saying."
It's easier to like try to go into a character or try to become somebody else as my real person and my persona kind of met in the middle. Then I kind of had a rebirth of feeling confident in singing and being happy with my character as a singer.
So how exactly has Grayson gone too far? Here's the second half of his story.
So finally I was like, dude, I need to get home. Like, please, let's just go to bed, man. He's like, totally, man. Like, let's just grab something to eat really quick. And I was like, okay, that sounds okay. And so we drive over to this hotel. The hotel is just like kind of a chain hotel. And we walk in. And now it's like 6:30 in the morning. We walk in and they're putting out like the breakfast stuff, like breakfast buffet. And the guy behind the counter like goes pale when he sees us. And he's like, "Okay, Ben," is like all in French. And he's like, "No, like, what are you doing here, man?" And he's like, "Hey, man, what's going on, dude?" And it's all in French. And he's like, "Oh, I mean, you know, you're not supposed to be here. Like, what are you doing here?" And I was like, "Whoa, this is crazy." And Ben's like, "Dude, just help yourself to the buffet, man." And I was like, "I don't think that's true." And he's like, "Oh, Ben, like, okay, like, what do you want, man?" He's like, "Oh, no, nothing." And then like they're talking. And he's like, "Hey, hand us some of the keys. I want to show my buddy one of the rooms up there." And I was like, "Oh my God." And he's like, "Come on, Ben." And so Ben walks around behind the counter. He's like, "Just get this room, man. Just like chill out. Don't worry about it." We go through the service area, like through the kitchen, and take the service elevator. And on the way up, he starts grabbing like big trash bags, like blast trash bags. He just starts filling the trash bag with towels, with like little shampoos, with everything. We walk down and I'm just like, "This is insane, dude." He hands me a trash bag full of stuff to hold. He gets another trash bag. We walk through the kitchen. He starts opening up the freezers and like it's all of frozen croissants, bags of like frozen chicken, everything. And then the guy that was there like comes around the corner and goes, "Oh no." And he's like freaking out. He's like, "Oh my God." And Ben's like, "No, it's cool, man." But so the guy like freaks out and leaves. And then we like bring the bags like literally like over our shoulders full of stuff and like go out of the car. And I realize that I had just like robbed a hotel with this man. I go back to his house. He put me in a room that was a mattress, and the whole rest of the room was just full, I swear to God, of identical trash bags. I never thought I would get home from that. It was the longest week of my life.
Did you play the gig?
No, there was no, there was never a gig. And so then I wrote Gone Too Far.
As the great Dr. Thompson would say, buy the ticket and take the ride. Sometimes that means that you might end up robbing a hotel in France with a man you met 24 hours before, but at least you get a song out of it. For KQED Arts, I'm Max Savage Levinson.